Now, the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Monday edition of the Three Martini Lunch, along with Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. We have bad, good, and crazy martinis for conservatives. But first, we should tell you that today's podcast is brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. Protect your home the smart way without the expensive long-term contracts using Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/ricochet. Go right now, and you'll also get free shipping on your order and a free keychain remote worth $25. Visit simplysafe.com/ricochet. That's SimpliSafe.com/ricochet to get started. And Jim, I think all of our listeners will know what the bad martini is that we're starting off here. There was the bomb that went off in the Chelsea neighborhood of New York City on Saturday. Thankfully, miraculously, no lives were lost, but 29 people were injured. Last I heard, one had been serious, and hopefully that person is recovering as well. Later, another pressure cooker-type device was found undetonated, and this all happened on the same day as the pipe bombs that went off before the charity race in New Jersey, and then another device found in New Jersey, and so we're kind of losing track of the number of devices here. There's a manhunt now on for 28-year-old Ahmed Khan Rahami. And that, of course, is in addition to the guy that went around the Mall of America stabbing eight people while asking at least one person if they were Muslim and yelling out Allah. So, Jim, this has reared its head again. Thankfully, again, no lives are lost. But now we're seeing things like these people have more sophistication than before. We're hearing things about that this may not be lone wolves. There might be a terror cell involved here. This is not the direction this story should be going after all this time.
It's not. And basically, since 9/11, if you read about terrorism, if you cover terrorism, this is more or less what experts and people in the whose job is to protect us have worried about. This is not involving really sophisticated devices. This is not ChemBio. This is not a stolen nuke. The event in Minnesota certainly appears to be a self-radicalized person. Apparently, he was going and running around asking people if they were Muslim. We'll know soon if this person had pledged loyalty to ISIS or somehow been inspired by what he had seen online. But this is a fairly serious assault on people, thankfully shot and killed by an off-duty police officer. This is the sort of thing where you can imagine this sort of thing happening during, say, the Christmas shopping season and really striking a lot of fear into people and making people afraid to go into public places. Two bombs in New York City. Apparently one was put in a pressure cooker. As soon as you hear that, it should make you think of the Boston Marathon bombing. It does not take an enormous amount of sophisticated knowledge. Al-Qaeda had put this in their magazine Inspire, basically use fireworks and a couple other relatively basic chemicals that are not hard to obtain and that are not automatically purchasing them arouses a great deal of suspicion, put it into a pressure cooker, and under the right circumstances, you can create a bomb that will do some damage. As you mentioned, they actually caught the explosion on a couple security cameras, and it looked like a fairly big deal. Apparently, it moved the dumpster 150 feet. That's a very powerful blast. We really lucked out with this one. If it is indeed a cell, then catching one guy will not necessarily stop everyone else. They can certainly try to interrogate them to figure out where those guys are. You'd think they would have contingency plans, what to do if one person is captured and things like that. So it was kind of a shocking, you know, headline on CNN Sunday night. It said three attacks on U.S. soil. We forget the Seaside Park attack on a marathon that was supposed to be going on. They actually delayed the start, and because of that, the bomb did not harm anyone. If it had gone off during the marathon, you could have had something quite similar to the Boston Marathon. Three attacks on U.S. soil in one weekend seems like a lot. And for those of us who, you know, have kind of had this feeling that our government is not always in the effort to dissuade, prevent people from panicking, the sense that sometimes they understate the threat, it was a bad weekend in that it feels like this threat is still out there. And it takes them a long time to acknowledge things that are happening that we can see with our own two eyes.
Horrible on so many different levels. Let's briefly acknowledge a couple of good things here. We've both expressed the most important thing already, even in the bad martini, and that's that no lives were actually lost. And hopefully the one person who is seriously injured is on the way to recovery. The other thing is here is that the FBI has been very active over the years, not only in the United States, but even over in Iraq and other places, really going through these types of devices so they can figure things out pretty quickly about the way it's constructed, whether there's any fingerprints left on the ones that were not detonated and that sort of thing. And so that's why we already have suspects already rounded up. And now we have the APB out for Ahmed Khan Rahami. Jim, good for the FBI, obviously, to be able to connect the dots very, very quickly in this situation. You just wish it was something that could be figured out before.
Yeah, we're, as always, when there is a terror attack, they begin the process of reviewing, all right, has this guy come up on law enforcement's radar before? And a really disturbing rate, particularly with the recent attacks we've had in recent years of Orlando, San Bernardino, Fort Hood shooting, the shooting down at the Muhammad Kart contest. In quite a few of these cases, they were on the radar screen for one reason or another, sometimes donations, sometimes other people, strange comments they'd made, threatening comments. We'll see if this guy came across the radar screen beforehand. At this point, you know, you don't want to give too much grief to law enforcement. They're doing the very best they can. I think the public broadly recognizes this is a difficult task. Al-Qaeda and ISIS and groups like this do not just keep detailed, you know, membership lists laying around there. If it is indeed a lone wolf, it's very hard to find someone who is self-radicalizing. But similarly, also, we kind of recognize that when we think it's terrorism, just level with us and let us know that it's terrorism. And maybe I'm foreshadowing our crazy martini here, Greg. But I don't know about you. It makes me a little concerned about my own safety, Greg.
Yeah, certainly. I'm not sure Simply Safe can do a lot about you strolling down the streets of Chelsea, but they can help you out at your own home. Thousands of people seeking home security are getting ripped off every day. You get locked in on long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks with no way out. It's essentially robbery, and it can cost you thousands. But now there's a smarter way to protect your home. It's Simply Safe Home Security. And here's why Simply Safe is very likely a better choice for you. Simply Safe offers superior protection with 24/7 professional monitoring and police dispatch, plus no annual contracts. Traditional alarm companies, they lock customers into 3-year contracts with those nasty auto-renewal clauses and pages upon of fine print that you just hate.
You know, monitoring has less than half the cost of traditional alarm companies. 24/7 professional monitoring starts at just $14.99 per month. Simply Safe does not charge any activation, installation, or hidden fees.
And here's another fun part. It's got a built-in cellular signal, which means you don't have to pay for a landline phone. Plus, a cellular connection is faster than a landline and safer because, unlike those traditional wired alarm systems, burglars can't shut it down by cutting a cable.
Simply Safe touts that its user-friendly wireless design and easy do-it-yourself installation. They designed a home security system that is extremely user-friendly and can be installed by anyone in under 30 minutes without turning a screw.
Pricing's good, too. As we mentioned at the outset, all the costs are explained upfront on the website. The customer is in control from start to finish and is never hit with those extra hidden fees. Those drive me crazy. Order directly on the Simply Safe website and they ship the system to your doorstep. It's unbeatable protection, a great value, and there's no contracts. SimplySafe.com/ricochet. Okay, on to the crazy, Jim, and we stay on the same subject here with reaction to the bombings, particularly the one in New York City, but also New Jersey, and then the extra devices that were found that did not go off. When it comes to the presidential contenders, here's the Daily Caller. CNN edited the opening sentence of Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton's response to Saturday's explosion in New York City, removing her use of the word bombing to describe the attack. When Clinton came out to address the press on her campaign plane late Saturday, she opened her brief remarks by saying, quote, "I've been briefed about bombings in New York and New Jersey and the attacks in Minnesota," unquote. But when CNN aired Clinton's response and posted it on Twitter, they removed Clinton's first sentence and instead began on her second, which emphasized support for first responders. At the time of Clinton's response, some in the media, including CNN reporter Jeremy Diamond, were criticizing Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump for allegedly jumping the gun by calling the attack a bombing before it was explicitly confirmed by authorities. In fact, Clinton's first question from the press was on that exact topic, with a reporter asking what she thought about Trump immediately calling the attacks a bombing. Perhaps because she'd just used the word herself, Clinton punted on the question and avoided attacking Trump directly. And so, Jim, CNN just got in trouble after the Milwaukee riots for editing out the comment from the shooting victim's sister saying that they wanted to burn down the suburbs. Now they're doing it again, manipulating what people actually say to further an agenda.
the reaction to this late Saturday night and all through much of Sunday was really maddening. Donald Trump gets off the plane, goes to a rally in Colorado, and says there was just a bomb in New York, and nobody knows what's going on, and you know we got to get serious, folks. Now, was it a little on the premature side? You know, did we know that it was a bomb at that point? No. But it was not that much more confirmed when Hillary said it. And I'm among the folks who will not give Trump much grief over this. And listeners will know, I usually have no problem giving Trump grief about almost anything.
Right.
But in this case, look, when there's an explosion in a part of Manhattan on 8:30 on a Saturday night, could it be a natural gas explosion? Sure. But that's not where my mind goes to first. That is an explosion at a really inconvenient timing and likelihood of people to be passing by at a time like that. If it happens at 3 a.m. when nobody's on the street, okay, yeah, it's probably not a terrorist bomb. It's probably a natural gas leak or something like this. So all Trump did was say what everyone was thinking, and he turned out to be borne out correctly by the facts. I mentioned this in the morning jolt, Greg, but I remember right after the Boston Marathon bombing, which people remember there were two bombs there. I was in a restaurant. They had ESPN on. They were covering. They clearly had been set up to cover the marathon. And you had sports anchors who were suddenly covering a mass casualty event. I'm sure they were a little on the flustered side. And I remember one of the anchors saying, God, what are the odds of having two gas explosions along the marathon route on the same day? And pretty obviously, it was not two natural gas explosions. It was clearly two bombs. And I was a little bit irked at that anchor, but I can also recognize your mind is reeling. But look, when something happens in circumstances that lead to the most possible injuries, then chances are there's a human hand in it. Chances are it's not an accident. Could it be an accident? It could be, yes. But it seems like there was this real effort to jump on Trump. And for almost people who are really hoping it would not be terrorism. Now, look, I completely understand the urge of not wanting things to be terrorism. But at some point, it kind of turns into willful blindness or willful defiance. And I think no greater example of this came than when Mayor de Blasio held his late night Saturday night press conference and kept saying there were no ties to terrorism, but it was an intentional act. And if you're setting a bomb, that seems kind of like terrorism. Now, obviously, this morning we have this. We also have breaking news as we are taping this podcast, Greg, that according to NBC News in New York, Ahmad Rahami is in custody after shooting a police officer in Linden, New Jersey. That is just coming across my Twitter feed. So maybe there's been a major breakthrough in this case. Maybe that'll be the genuine good martini of the day. But the fact that he shot a police officer is not a good sign. The world can turn upside down in a moment. And we are, we'll keep monitoring this and hopefully everybody gets through the day safe. But another tense day in America, another sign that the war on terror is not done.
Well said. And I echo everything you just said. Glad he's in custody. Hope the officer is okay. And let's hope we can squeeze some information out of him. Jim, talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Greg.
Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks again to Simply Safe Home Security. Protect your home the smart way. Visit simplysafe.com/ricochet. Go right now, and you'll also get free shipping on your order and a free keychain remote worth $25. It takes only a minute to get started. Visit simplysafe.com/ricochet, SIMPLISAFE.com/ricochet. Join us again on Tuesday for the next Three Martini Lunch.